Thank you so much, Steve, for your answer.
Steve Dale. Weekly Pet Smarty Pants on Bill Mahler's show on WGN Radio.
You know, every cat is different. Every dog is different. It sounds like your kitty is just having a good time.
Steve, every time you're on, I feel so blessed to hear you, and you always have wonderful things to say.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Yes.
But I'm not alone. No, in the studio.
Yes, we have another Dale of sorts.
Yes, that's Dale Squared today.
Yeah, and if she married you, she would be Dale.
Dale. Yeah. Yes, so clearly, right after the broadcast, we are going to find a preacher.
First, though, let me open the ye old WGN radio contest line. Margaret Larkin is ready. If you heard me at the top of the hour and remember what I told you to say to win the prize, then call that contest line number quickly, 312-591-7000. Speak that word or words to my producer, Radio Girl, and you will win, right here, a $25 gift card from Paisano's Pizza and Pasta, recently voted by Yahoo as the fourth best pizza in the country.
Woohoo! It is good.
Absolutely.
I love that. I love it. Yeah. But I can't win, I guess.
All right. You can.
No,
just
I don't.
Just call in and you'll be.
I've got my cell phone
Jerry.
Here.
Jerry.
Yes. Hello, I'm Jerry. Do that.
But yes, we have a woman. She's. How did we meet?
I was having surgery and my doctor said, "So how's rescue going?" I said, "Great." She said, "Hey, how'd you like to be on the radio? I'm on there every couple weeks." And that's how we met.
And you started becoming a real radio celebrity. So that is the voice of, she's an animal advocate, Dale Nelson. And you have done rescue for, it's like 15, 20 years?
17.
Right in the middle.
17 years. We've had 55 foster dogs. I've only failed 11 times, so that's not too bad.
Failed?
Well, in rescue, failing is a good thing. It means out of the fosters that I've had, I've kept 11. So that's not a bad percentage.
So in other words, what she's saying is she fell in love with the dogs that she took in. I don't know that people necessarily know what rescue, it's a term that's out there, what that actually means. And that for any breed from Affin Pinscher to Yorkshire Terrier, there is a rescue.
There is. There is a breed specific, but I also volunteer with rescue groups that do all breeds of cats and dogs, specifically a heart for animals, starfish. They pull from kill pounds and we get them into foster homes. And what's so great about foster base is that we acclimate them into a family life. We get them used to being with kids, with other animals. My specialty is abused dogs, and I rehabilitate them and let them know that there is not going to be abuse again in their life, that a hand is not going to hit them, a foot is not going to kick them, that there will be more food for their tummies. And by the time we get them ready to be adopted out, they know they're loved. And I feel that love and patience cures all. It really does. And we really advocate, please adopt, don't shop. You know, if you can't adopt, foster. We are so desperately in need of foster homes. And
for dogs and especially, dogs and cats.
Especially
cats.
Even rabbits. You know, people go and get rabbits for Easter because they're so cute. And a week later, they're not so cute anymore.
Yeah.
They end up at the pound. And I also try and tell people, know your lifestyle. You know, research the breed. Hounds. My passion is Basset Hounds. They're not for everybody. So
before you got married, was that a condition of saying I do?
Well, I used to have cats before I became allergic to them. And my husband's not a real big cat fan. He used to come home from work every day and there'd be a little pile of a present on his pillow. So,
isn't that sweet?
He was not real pleased with them, nor were they pleased with him. But it was love me, love my animals. And he's right behind me every step of the way.
You know who else loves animals? And we need to mention that their sponsors of this segment, too, are the folks at the Chicago Veterinary Emergency and Specialty Center. So do you think people are getting hip to the understanding of the importance of rescue as an alternative when you're looking for a pet?
I think so. You know, Hollywood is getting away from that, the designer pets. And you see so many actors and actresses now with rescue animals. And I think that's really making a statement, which is a really good thing. But because the economy is getting so bad and people are losing their homes, they're losing their jobs, more and more animals are ending up at the pound. So we're begging people, please, if you can just open your homes and foster for us. It takes about 5 to 6 weeks to find a home for these animals.
So let's back up and talk about how people can do this. Where can you... How do you go about the process of saying, okay, I want to be a foster family? It isn't as easy as just saying it, really.
No, you fill out an application. You can go online. If you want to do a breed specific, what you can do is look up, like in my case, Basset Hounds, look up Basset Rescue. If you like Airedales, I know somebody was just here, it was Airedale. Or you can look up any rescue group. There is, I know the two that I work with are desperately looking again, Starfish Animal Rescue, Heart for Animals. You fill out an application, and we provide everything. You provide the love. That's what you provide. We provide medical care. We provide even the food if you need it. You just open your hearts and your homes.
Well, if you want to foster, though, through a shelter in Illinois, you do have to be certified to do it, do you not?
Well, I'm a licensed foster home the Department of Agriculture.
Right, so you have to go through those hoops.
And it's very easy.
Yeah.
It's very easy. In fact, most of the rescues do that for you. It's a $25 application fee. And you become approved. You just fill out your form.
Well, not only rescues, but shelters need foster families,
absolutely,
too. So if it doesn't matter where you live. It really doesn't, because all shelters have that in common, unfortunately. They all need those sorts of volunteers.
And if you can't foster, you can't adopt, donate. We need leashes. We need bowls. We need food bowls. We need food. We need blankets for these animals. Go hug a pet. Go walk a pet at a shelter. There's so many things that you can do other than if you can't adopt or foster. Just give them love. That's all they really want, is just to be loved.
At this time of year, there's some people feel, well, it's not a good idea. Some people feel it's a great idea to adopt. What do you think?
Again, know your lifestyle. Research the breed. Puppies are darling, they're wonderful, but they grow up just like kids.
And you need to have that conversation with the kids, too.
Absolutely.
So that they're aware, because maybe they're not going to be the ones who feed the dog, pick up
the dog. And adopt an older dog. If a puppy isn't right for you, there are so many great dogs. I usually get older dogs. And I have a puppy right now who is taking everything out my dog door that isn't bolted down. Hmm. But an older dog is trained, they're calmer, so you don't necessarily need a puppy.
Yeah, their personality is fully formed. They're not going to be changing.
And if for somebody who says, well, I want to bond with a puppy, if you have the capacity to love, it doesn't matter if it's 8 weeks old, 8 months old, or 8 years old. You know, you can love anything if you have that ability.
And it's not only puppies, it's cats, too. And unfortunately,
yes,
we have more cats in shelters needing homes than we
do
dogs.
And I think cats are easier to foster than dogs.
Not only foster, but I hope adopt.
Adopt,
as well.
Because you don't have to walk them. You don't have to be home at a specific time. So I always tell people, if your lifestyle isn't conducive to helping us out with a dog, help us with a cat.
Yeah.
You know, one or two cats, they're small.
Take Dale Nelson, is there a good website you could draw our attention
sure.
to?
Sure. There's a couple of them. It's heartforanimals.org.
Heartforanimals.org.
Starfishanimalrescue.com.
Is that rescuing fish? No. Just a thought.
We'll rescue
Not
anything
fish,
at
starfish,
this.
Which aren't fish, Steve.
So actually, you're right. Yes. I
and
should know that.
The
yes.
last one that I'm a real advocate, if I could take a minute, is LostDogsOfIllinois.org. This is a great place to go if, heaven forbid, you lose your dog. They are a networking. Everybody's on Facebook, and they do network. If you have a lost dog or you find a dog, post that picture where you find it. And this is where most people go if they've lost their pet or if they've found a pet. And I always say, make sure you microchip your animal. Make sure that microchip is activated. Most people don't know that. They
yeah,
think
right.
if they just microchip, they're good to go. No, you've got to go online. And
you have to register. Sure.
Register that. Make sure you have a current picture and upload that on your computer so that you've got access to it.
Love it.
Dale Nelson, thank you so much for coming into
thank
the Allstate
so
Showcase
much.
Studio. Isn't this a fun place?
It is. Can I
cheerful?
Come back?
Yeah.
All right.
It's festive.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. Dale Nelson is her name, and she has a very important, a great message to share with people. This segment, as Steve was just talking about, is sponsored by the Chicago Veterinary Emergency and Specialty Center. Steve.
And I have a very big announcement. So every year at this time of year, the great, the fabulous, the fantastic Miss Miowski! She says from BarkerandMiowski.com, I am going to say this person is the person of the year. And she did that. 3 years ago or so, it was Dr. Shelley Rubin. On when he announced, and it's an awful thing that he did this, his retirement. All the pets were picketing all over Chicago. Oh. I know. And then Dr. Jane Lomar, I think it was a reindeer or something that she it was a toy. So what she does is name a toy, right? Dr. Lomar, wonderful veterinarian, compassionate, wonderful person, smart, smart lady. And then last year, me. I think it was actually the reindeer. It was Steve the Happy Reindeer.
Yeah, that was you.
Yes.
That's what I remember.
It was quite the honor.
That was very cute.
Yes, and I still have a happy reindeer in my house. And this year, she is honoring with a toy. And if you purchase the toy, the proceeds go to a very good cause. In this case, to help emergency funding for people that can't do it. You know what's coming. It is the Chicago Veterinary Emergency and Specialty Center, which, you know what? This place saved her dog's life, Miss Miowski's, and she says that she has customers come in the store almost every day to tell a story about Chicago Veterinary Emergency and Specialty Center, and she has honored them. Woohoo!
How nice.
That is.
All
and,
in
and
the family.
The toy is emergency squirrels in a log. Do you have one of those, Bill?
No, I don't.
Go in and get a squirrel, yes, in a log. Also, the Chicago Now Pet Photo Contest. The winner was announced. Hundreds and hundreds of people sent in photos. We took 80 that were sort of the finalists, and of those, chose 6. We let all of you vote, and boy, did you vote. It was very controversial, and it was kind of a horse race at the end, even though dog photos, there were no horses. But Timmy won out over Rufio, 45% to 39%. The cat's Bill. Got hardly any votes. Where were you?
We can't put on funny antlers on a cat. They run away.
Well, they were. No, the cats looked good, but they didn't get. So maybe next year a cat will win, I hope.
Let's get GN involved next year. I thought that was really fun.
It was.
We have
it was.
We've been posting pictures, too.
Can people still get to that?
We'll figure it out.
We'll talk about that next week. But you can check it out at chicagonow.com/Steve Dale.
Okay, now listen to this, Steve.
Yes. I'm all ears. Well, I'm not all ears. I've got a nose. And...
Okay, this is
for my holiday poem.
Now, okay, all right. Now, this is very important. Now, this is something you penned. Is that right?
Yes. No one else would take responsibility, I'm sure.
It's a wonderful thing. Now, this is a pet's night before Christmas. What was the inspiration for this, Steve?
I don't know. I just thought it would be fun. Now, right. I did this. I've done this now. It is a WGN tradition. Myself. And Orion Samuelson's farm report, just right in there. Are you ready?
Okay, let's go.
It is a pet's night before Christmas. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, especially the mouse, because that mouse knows who's in the house. Oh, there's Fido, there's Fluffy, there's Duchess and King, on Rover, on Scruffy, with that squeaky thing. Go by the red hydrant, run past those trees. Nothing can stop you, not even the fleas. They heard a tinkling on the roof, a prancing of each little hoof. Then down the chimney, St. Nicholas. He was greeted with a purr and a bark and a bite on his Nicola ass. He came with squeaky toys, rawhide and liver to deliver. His eyes, oh, how they twinkled. His dimples, oh, how merry. When Rover licked his face, it tasted like sherry. He sprang up to his sleigh, to his team he gave a whistle, and to all he said, Merry Christmas!
And to everyone, a thistle. I mean, doesn't it need one more little rhyming
That's all
twist
I have.
At the end?
That's all I have. The recorders can now hit stop.
Okay, that was beautiful, Steve. It
Thank
didn't
you.
Quite bring a tear to my eye, but
it brought it to,
I was
it
moved
brings...
in some other ways, I gather.
I don't know why all the people out the window began to run the other way. No. But it is a holiday tradition of WGN.
Well, very good. All right, we have no calls. What happened?
people were driven away.
You're
by
a magnet
that.
For calls.
I typically am.
If you want to quickly get a call in, because
very quickly.
Okay. Okay. Baby aspirin and pets? Is that
the question? Actually, well, I can answer. Aspirin overall for dogs is not a good thing. That's why all these non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs are now available for dogs because they are more gentle.
So Stephen's question about baby aspirin, because that's supposed to be a mitigated form.
So if there's a purpose for this, and I'm not sure what the purpose is. For arthritis, I'm not sure it would do the trick. Hang on. Heart disease.
Let's find out what the purpose.
Some
veterinarian
suggested.
Stephen, what is
Stephen.
What is the purpose of the question? Why would you use the aspirin on the animal?
Well, the dog is he's wincing when his paw, you know, when you press on his paw.
So Stephen, did you say baby aspirin or did your veterinarian say baby aspirin?
I said baby aspirin.
Don't do that. Ask your veterinarian if I want to know what's wrong with that paw, you know. Ask your veterinarian, and based on what's wrong with that paw, your veterinarian will prescribe something that is likely more effective and perhaps baby aspirin's probably safe. I'm just not sure it would be effective. I'm not sure it would do anything, and I'm not sure that's what you need. I'm not sure. You have to have a veterinarian look at it. By the way,
Stephen, you know that, right? I assume we're going to do that anyway.
No, people, they self-prescribe all the time, and I hope. Steve said he did that, and I understand, but they go to Google or they think, well, this helps me because I'm so similar to the dog, and that's true. We are similar, but no, see your veterinarian for this.
Betty, what is this about cheese and cats? You're on WGN.
My cat just loves a little bit of cheese every day. Is that safe to give him?
A little bit.
Very little.
Well, that's the thing. So what a little bit to you is may not be a little bit to me. So a little tiny bit, sure. You know, and while you're doing
it. All right, well, describe the bit. Is it the size of a dime?
A little bit more. Maybe it's the size of a quarter.
I would do the size of a dime if you're doing this every day. Every day? You know, so at least if you're going to do this every day or frequently, what I would do is train your cat to come when called. That could save your cat's life, and it would really impress your friends. So if your cat's standing like 10 feet from you and you have the piece of cheese and your cat knows it, say your cat's name, and your cat will come running. And then your cat's a little further away, a little further away. Maybe your cat's not expecting it. And you will very quickly, using cheese, train your cat to come. But, boy, I suspect it's safe, but.
What kind of cheese? Is it mild?
American cheese.
Oh, that's pretty bland.
Yeah. I'm sure it's fine, but really, truly. Remember that your cat is 6 or 8 or 10 pounds, and, you know, we're a lot more than that. So this little tiny piece like a dime is about as much as more than a slice for you or me.
Oh, okay.
Thanks, Betty.
All right, thank you.
So you're saying, Steve, my 22-pound cat named Tatum,
yes.
I could give him a little bit larger slice of a cheese?
A little bit.
Now, the vet says he's healthy. It's a big cat.
Well, you have a Maine Coon cat.
Maine cat.
They're
one
big
of the
cats.
Big
yes.
breeds, yeah.
Yes, yes. But many cats are not that large, and many cats, we don't want them to be that large, actually.
Oh, you know, it's a sack of concrete. He's so full of love. We love him.
He
knocks the air out of me when I'm sleeping on my back, and he's standing on top of me.
What happens?
Well, I'm lying on my back, and then the cat marches up. He wants to be tickled, and he's standing on my chest, and it's like, I can't breathe. Oh, it's the cat.
And by tickling him, you do what?
Oh, you know how they love to be
yes.
tickled on their cheek and their ear. He just loves that.
Does he tickle you back?
No, he just purrs, and that's all I expect.
Yeah, I'd like to see.
Hey, you gonna have a good Christmas? You had a good Hanukkah. And
yeah,
you're
yeah.
So,
have so on. Here's an interesting thing, because this drug question about the baby aspirin made me think about this. People do give their pets drugs they shouldn't get. Pets get into things we wish they didn't get into. Fact is, around Christmas and on New Year's Day itself. We see an increase of about 40% of, according to the Chicago Emergency Veterinarian Specialty Center, emergencies come in, 40% increase compared to like your average other day.
Yeah.
You know, so be careful.
Steve Dale, great to have you aboard.
Merry Christmas!
And a Happy New Year. We'll see you next week, the
29th. Yes, sir. And I'll have New Year's resolutions for pets.